and there was no theater. So, and you would think that's been, what, over 30-something years ago almost, and it hasn't changed. So the small towns do not even progress. So they just stay the way they are, and maybe it's because, again, that's what people are used to doing, you know, and it's just I guess, when you're in a small town, I compared that to Roswell, because Roswell was a small town when I moved here. And I look back and say, what made the difference? Well, the difference meant, well, it was economics. There were so many businesses that moved to Roswell that expanded Roswell, Alpharetta, the whole area. In my hometown, no businesses move in. So you don't get the influx of new people. New people bring about the whole change, because they bring the money with them from the north or whatever, the east or the west coast. So that makes a difference. But yeah, it's a very small town. And there's a lot of small cities like that, you know, around in Georgia, South Carolina, so forth. And again, it's about economics, because if you never get the money, you don't want to go build a skating rink or something for the kids to even do. Yeah. So, and then when I was growing up, everything was segregated. If they did have one, they did have one theater, and it was segregated, and I think they did have a pool, and again, that was segregated. So we had nothing as blacks to do. So when I say that, I guess I should rephrase that. There were things there, but the blacks were not allowed to go to them. So that makes a difference. So that's why, as a child, I was never exposed to a lot of things, like my kids here being in Roswell or Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I moved from.
So what, I'm curious, what did the blacks do in your town?
Well, let's see. We went to church, and we would come home, and you would just play with your neighbor kids, and let's see. That's about it. That's about it. There was nothing else to do. Sunday was always church. We never had, during the school year, of course, you had to basketball. That was all we had. We didn't have baseball, anything like that. So you had your basketball games. You go to your friend's house. And then occasionally we would do, like, the school would do a trip, a bus trip, where we'd go to maybe, there was, like, in Louisville, Georgia, I'm just trying to think, in Dublin, Georgia, they did have swimming pools that were for blacks. So if we found somewhere, or like Millen, Georgia, I think that's where they had, where you could go and do a picnic. Apart. So if you found areas where we could go as blacks, then we would occasionally do a bus trip to do that. But other than that, there wasn't anything. Even the parks, that's right, even the parks in my hometown were segregated. So to do anything, you had to drive approximately 35 or 40 miles one way just to even do anything. And we never had, like, even the fast food chain restaurants, we never had any of that. And the restaurants we did have, they were segregated also, because that's about my age. So they were segregated. So we would go to maybe Augusta, which was like an hour and a half away. And you could go to Burger King and McDonald's. But so there are other cities. There's levels. There was Atlanta, of course, where you could do anything. Then you would go to like Augusta, Macon, which was just a little bit under Atlanta, but it get more opportunities for us. And then you came to my little small town, which says there was nothing. But people were very friendly. I mean, it was a close-knit family. I think that's the difference, is today we try to entertain ourselves by doing all these things, whereas back then, you were close to grandma and great-grandma and whoever. We were more of a family, and we took care of each other, because there wasn't a lot. You didn't have all these distractions like you do today of things you can do, you know, the television and so forth. So you were forced to sit home, you know, listen to grandma's stories, granddaddy's stories or something. So it makes a difference. And the people in my hometown now, they're very friendly. They'll still be able to help you. It's a difference because, again, they have nothing else. When you go there, you can see the difference. They're more about taking care of each other than maybe we are here in Roswell, because you know, we have so many other things to get involved in. And it's changing some, too, because even now, I think the younger kids, they're